and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to finish up with Ian Kelleher from the RM Auction Company. Jeff Bressler, our news and motorsports anchor, is standing by with a report. And then we're going to be joined by Dave Kinney from Hagerty's Cars That Matter as we continue our focus on the big sales upcoming here and in the not-too-distant future here on Auto World easy enough for me to say, in Arizona. Our lines are open here if anybody has any questions for Ian Kelleher, and also we appreciate any emails, bob@autoworldradio.com. So, Ian, I am a little bit jet-lagged here after coming back from the Consumer Electronics Show, then the Detroit Auto Show, and then a new vehicle launch, so I'm a little bit brain-dead. So I wanted to make sure to hang you over into this hour of the broadcast to make sure that we gave out all the proper web destinations and telephone numbers for RM. Is it too late to get tickets to actually purchase a car?
Not at all. No. Basically, on Monday, tomorrow, you could just call in and excuse me, order a catalog, or of course, as I said, we talked about earlier, you could register online, and you could do that to bid or just simply to watch the auction. But basically, you can register to bid and register to attend up until right up until the sale day. So if anyone's interested, they just can go to our website at www.rmauctions.com, and the information is easily accessible there, or just call our office at 800-211-4371.
Excellent. Of all the vehicles going over the block this coming week at the RM auction, which are the one or two that you're particularly most looking forward to seeing going up for sale?
Well, I have a particular fondness for one of the lesser value concept cars in the sale. It's not quite a $1 million car, but it's quite interesting. It's the 1956 Cadillac Maharani Special, which was a Motorama car for General Motors, and it was known by many as called the kitchen sink Cadillac, and that was because when it was debuted as the Motorama, it had everything in it, including a kitchen sink, and you could cook toast in it. it's a standard Cadillac. It's just what came with it inside was just absolutely over the top. And I mean, it had a hot plate to warm food, the toaster, you could toast two slices of bread in it. It also even had a refrigerator installed in it. The cooling systems were mounted in the trunk. It's just a really, really great car, and something that I think, you know, just is so indicative of the time in terms of, 1950s with General Motors and all the companies just going out there on a limb and creating something as over the top as they could. And the kitchen sink Cadillac is a definite representation of that.
Absolutely. And any guess on what do you think that vehicle will bring?
I think it should bring somewhere between 150,000 to 250,000.
Yeah.
And you know, which for a genuine original Motorama car is actually quite reasonable, since some of them have sold for in excess of $1 million easily. So it's an interesting car, and it certainly has a lot of historical significance. And conversely to that, my other favorite concept car would be the 1941 Chrysler Thunderbolt, and it's just so unique. And this one was in such a wild color combination, and we've had the pleasure of selling one before, and they're just amazing cars.
No question about it. Well, Ian, we're a little short on time here today, but we thank you so much for giving us a quick rundown of what we can expect in Arizona next week.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Thank you, Ian. Now let's check in with our news editor, Jeff Bressler.
Changes of the Sprint Cup Series in 2010 will not be limited to driver movement or anticipated changes to the race cars. The length of two races are changing. Auto Club Speedway in California announced last week its second race which falls during the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup, will be shortened to 400 miles. And Phoenix International Raceway announced its race in April will increase to 375 miles. Last October, Jimmy Johnson won the Pepsi 500, the fourth race in the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup at the 2 Mile Auto Club Speedway. This year's race, rebranded the Pepsi Max 400, is scheduled for October the 10th. And Phoenix, like Auto Club Speedway, is the site of two cup races each year. The change at 1 Mile PIR is for the first race, the Subway Fresh Fit 600 on April 10th. Last year's race was 500 kilometers or 312 miles. Former Renault Formula One driver Nelson Piquet says he's moving to NASCAR. Piquet says that after his first 18 months in F1 did not go as planned, he decided to focus on something different and has chosen to take a route in America. Piquet Jr. says NASCAR will be the ultimate challenge. He didn't reveal which team he would race for, but says more details will come soon. Piquet Jr. hasn't raced since being fired by Renault in August, after a 28-race career where his best finish was second at the 2008 German Grand Prix. But the Brazilian driver is best remembered for deliberately crashing his car at the 2008 Singapore Grand Prix on team orders to help teammate Fernando Alonso win the race. And Michael Schumacher says he wants to win the Formula One championship with Mercedes within the next 3 years. The 41-year-old seven-time champion, who is coming back after 3 years in retirement, says winning the title is the clear goal in his long-term plans. Schumacher told the Thursday edition of Bild newspaper in Germany the title may not come in the first season, but that it was a realistic goal in the next 3 years. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you, Jeff, for that update in the world of motorsports. And now we continue our focus on the upcoming and already concluded Scottsdale, Arizona auctions. We're going to be joined momentarily by Dave Kinney from Haggerty's Cars That Matter. In the meantime, let me remind you about all the coverage that you can check out at motortrend.com on the Detroit Auto Show. Lots of great pictures and unveils there for you to check out. I was particularly surprised at this concept vehicle from Volkswagen. It's a hybrid coupe. Very, very well done. Also, extremely well done, the Audi A8, as Audi continues to hit home run after home run with their vehicles, once again showing off all kinds of cool stuff there, including a beautiful R8 convertible. Well, it's natural that we, on this program so far today, we've had David Gooding, we've had Ian Kelleher, and now we go to the man who can kind of wrap everything up as it's gone on so far and look ahead to all the happenings that are going to be happening in and around Scottsdale, Arizona. He is the publisher of Haggerty's Cars That Matter. One of our favorites, Dave Kinney, joins us live from Scottsdale itself. Hello there, Dave. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. So I understand the cruise sale is history, so one of the sales is already done.
Yeah, I was at the cruise sale yesterday. They were yesterday and today. And actually, it was a pretty active sale. The news coming out of there is I wasn't able to listen in a little bit earlier, but Dean Cruz actually sold two of his Duesenbergs at that sale. And it's pretty exciting stuff because they sold for less than what you might have expected. Now, the Cruz organization's had some problems in the past, and I don't know if this is related to that, but interesting times.
Absolutely. We'll do a little bit more analysis on that when we come back, and then we're going to talk about them all. Russo and Steele, RM, Gooding, Barrett Jackson, and lots more straight ahead with Dave Kinney. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Get into my car.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer.
Uh-huh.
Give me Name me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay. We can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Oh, our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here as Dave Kinney from Hagerty's Cars That Matter. He's the publisher, joins us live from Scottsdale, Arizona, and he's telling us about the cruise sale, which concluded a little bit earlier. Was it today or did it wrap up yesterday, Dave?
Wrapped up today, and it's probably, if it's not over now, we'll be in a few minutes. I didn't get a chance to go today. Today's actually... Bob, as you know, out here, the whole thing is grabbing your credentials before you can't even get into the parking lot to grab your credentials. So today was my running around and getting things in order day. So
I can
housekeeping, I guess, is what you're saying. What I'm saying.
Absolutely. But as you said before the break there, that Dean Kruse actually sold a couple of his own vehicles, Duesenbergs, that went for less money than expected. But you pointed out that the Kruse organization over the years has definitely had some money problems.
Yeah, they've had some real serious problems. It's been reported in the regular press. As a matter of fact, there was a piece in the Arizona Republic just on Friday about the situation. And frankly, on the positive side, when I went to the sale site, which was in Glendale, it's still advertised as the Scottsdale sale, but now it's held in Glendale. I wrote a little piece on it this morning, and I said that's less than, I don't know, maybe 10 traffic cameras away from Scottsdale, because they sure have them out here. But there was a pretty active bidding going on, and there were some great deals going on, too. There's another one. Let me tell you about the Duesenbergs, but before we get into that, there was the last 78 Oldsmobile Toronado that went through the sale, and I'm currently in the process of learning how to kick myself a little better. The car sold for $5,000, and it was a 9,000-mile car, just spectacular. And I hate to say this, but I was actually there when it went through and wasn't paying attention. But the good news is that somebody else did, and they're going to have a sweet ride. Now, it's an XS, which, if you remember, is a real trivia question, the one with the three-piece kind of
glass window. Yeah,
right, the huge rear window on that thing. So it's a real distinctive car as well. But back to Kruse and what's going on. These were two. Two very, very nice Duesenbergs. One very nice because the restoration was nice. So a limousine, an actual long wheelbase car, and with a body by Willoughby. And I think the restoration was completed in the early 90s, but really holding up well. And that car went for $335,500. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, and it's sure a lot more than I've ever paid for a car. But by a factor of 10, I guess, actually. But Duesenbergs like that usually trade for a level pretty much twice that. Now, that's a closed car, and the open cars generally go for more. The second car, however, was a convertible sedan, and one of the last Duesenbergs built, a 1934 J model. And it sold for just under $800,000. And that was something you might have expected to go for maybe $1.2 million, $1.3 million, $1.4 million. And apparently in their Auburn sale, there was a reported no sale on that car at $1.7 million just a few months ago. Now, let's go back just a bit in case somebody just tuned in. Does this mean the market's gone, straight into the dumpster or something like that? I don't think so. I think this was related more to the financial challenges that Kruse is facing. And, on the catalog, they marked both the cars as must sell. And maybe that's the situation that he's liquidating some of his cars to take care of some of the ongoing obligations. Or, who knows? Maybe not. But two somebodies in this case, and I know who both of them are, bought some pretty nice cars at some pretty nice prices.
Let's talk about an issue that always is a worry. It doesn't happen that often, but we do get some inclement weather out there in Arizona from time to time, and I know there have been some mud fests in the past. What's the forecast for this week?
Bob, it's not looking great. I was out here, and I hate to say this because you're basically calling me out on this one, but I believe the year was 1985, and it was a mud fest. It was, Woodstock for old cars. It was horrible. Because there were lots of these kind of seasonal monsoon type of rains. And they're not predicting that as far as I can tell, but they are predicting occasional showers out here. Now, we all know that, that people around cars and weathermen never lie or exaggerate about anything. So, we know that that's written in stone, right, Bob? And
when you
get out here, I'm sure you're going to bring some sunnier weather with you, aren't you?
I'm going to try, definitely, because, boy, I remember, was it just like 3 or 4 years ago that we not only had rain, but we had a little bit of snow, too, mixed in the air.
That was incredible. I remember that Sunday I actually was out, looking at snowflakes, and I think I got on the cell phone and called about 15 friends of mine and said, mostly people here are in Scottsdale, and said, have you looked out the window, or, did you go outside of the tent yet, or, whatever, because No, the weather can be a little, can be a little challenging everywhere. But here, I guess we kind of take for granted the sun and the, the drier air. But when it comes down, it doesn't have a choice. It comes down.
It definitely does. So many events happening. Let's tell our listeners about some of the important auctions. I mean, let's talk about Russo and Steel. This is an auction that has certainly blossomed over the last few years. Seems to be growing immensely in popularity, Dave.
Mm-hmm. 10 years old this year. Russo and Steel, actually one of the principals of Russo and Steel is out of Barrett Jackson Company. They worked there before. And they have an unusual format. It's all reserve cars. So instead of Barrett Jackson being all no reserve, these are cars, and just going back, if you have a reserve on your car, that means that you have the choice, and you make this decision beforehand, but you have the choice. You say, if it doesn't bring, let's say $35,000 or $65,000, then I'm going back home with it. Now, in a no reserve sale, if it brings $25,000, even though you wanted $35,000, it's going to sell. So it's a different style format, and apparently it's catching on with their buyers, and they have a lot of people who really enjoy it. I was just out there. I just saw some of the cars. One of them looked to be about a 64 Rambler police car, and, except for the wrong make and model, it looked, very much like we should be whistling the theme from the Andy Griffith Show when we drive it. But, they have a lot of exotics, and, of course, Russo, that's for red, and Steel, S-T-E-E-L-E, that's for the American muscle cars, and so they've got to focus on muscle cars as well as on the Italian exotics, and they have just about everything in between. So they're going to have a great selection, and they've really got some real dedicated bidders out there, some people who just really love Russo and Steel. And so you've got these choices that are out there, and there's even more as you well know.
Absolutely, let's talk about David Gooding. We chatted with him a little bit earlier here in the broadcast. He also continues to expand. Just read this past week he's going to have a sale not in conjunction with, but down in the same neck of the woods as Amelia Island. David definitely seems to be getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, David is the success story from the last 10 years in the auction business as well. He's pretty much put together a top-notch team. And, of course, Dave is very well-respected in the industry and a nice guy, and we'll talk about that in a second, huh?
That's right. More with Dave Kinney straight ahead. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Bob Long, along with Dave Kinney from Haggerty's Cars That Matter. Dave is joining us live from Scottsdale, Arizona, the site of just a whole slew of auctions happening this week. And Dave, before the break, we were starting to run down some of the various ones, including Russo and Steele and David Gooding, which has certainly grown in popularity. And David is spreading his wings to Amelia Island.
That's right. He's also, and importantly, this week he's gone to 2 days of auction from 1 day. So everybody seems to be growing in the auction business here, or just about everybody seems to be growing. And David does a very, very nice job with a quality presentation. It's if you've seen the Bear Jackson show on TV or Meekum on TV, or you've been to any of those auctions, you know it's loud, it's fast, lots of colorful lights, lots of stuff going on. All that doesn't happen at a Gooding auction. It's not exactly, it's not a sleep fest by any stretch of the imagination, but it's at a slower pace, or it seems to be at a slower pace, as well as the kind of, whole event vibe or the feel to the whole thing is just a little bit different. They have, generally speaking, big slides with the cars on them, and then they'll show the price in many different currencies. And it's kind of on a more personal basis, you might say, than some of the bigger auctions, although it's huge, and they have a huge tent, and it'll be overflowing, I can guarantee that, both days, because a lot of people come to watch, and there's some real spectacular European cars from the past. And, this is the place where a Mercedes 300 SL Gullwing, kind of looks like, there's another one over there, and there's another one over there. You might see two or three, something like that, at a sale like that, where it's spectacular just to have one at all or to see one at all. So David has done just a great job with his team and the people that he's worked with, and they find these cars, they get the consignments, and they do a very, very good job selling them. Actually, almost all the players out there this weekend are going to, I think, have a pretty good auction. I think that, despite the economy, There are people who, who have not given themselves permission to buy anything for a while here. And there's some people who think, you know what, I've come through, I've survived, and, maybe it's time to turn some of this stuff that I lost in the stock market into something that's a little more tangible. Let's put it in a collector car. I'm all for that. You won't find any argument from me with that. I think that's a great idea. It's an investment that we can actually control and enjoy, and most importantly, enjoy.
Let's talk about RM, another sale which is expanding. They're going to be having an actual Thursday night happening. Normally, that's kind of a warm-up party, but they're actually doing a sale dedicated exclusively to British vehicles.
Right, and that's going to be fun. You know, at Monterey in August, they had a sale that was devoted exactly to one type of car. It was all Woodies, and they did spectacular with that sale in August. I think there were probably more world record prices set on a per minute basis of that sale than just about any other one I've ever seen of, been to, or heard of. All kinds of spectacular prices on cars, and some very, very nice cars there. So we're expecting a lot from this all British sale. So we're going to have a lot of Jags, a lot of Aston Martins, and a lot of very special cars that are going to be showing up there, all with that kind of British flair. So we'll remember to bring our drip pans, and we'll have torches available when the electricity stops working in the room and all that. Just kidding. I'm an owner of a British car, or I'm an owner of a couple British cars, so I can say that. But no, it's going to be really, really nice. And I've seen the catalog, and I've seen what they've got coming up. It's going to be a fun sale. And then their regular sale day, which is Saturday, will be spectacular as well. They have a good selection of cars. And once again, RM, very similar to Gooding in a lot of ways. Not a lot of flash, not a lot of lights, not a lot of smoke, and all that sort of stuff, which is fine at the other places. It just depends on your style, and I'm one of those people who likes it all, so it's just fine with me. But the RM sale will also be crowded and also be well attended, and I know a lot of people who are already planning on coming. As a matter of fact, I saw some of the setup crew yesterday at the airport when I was coming in, and we all kind of didn't commiserate, but we did say that we're not exactly the guys who anybody listens to back home when we leave the 1 foot of snow or maybe 2 feet of snow in Arizona and complain about it because we have so much work ahead of us. Nobody wants to hear about that, and I don't blame them, actually. So.
I don't blame them either, come to think of it. I don't get a whole lot of sympathy on my end, Dave, either. let's talk about Barrett Jackson, of course. In the last few years, what used to be a 4 or 5 day sale is now morphed into a much longer happening, and some say it's gotten a little bit too big.
Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't complain about success and then celebrate it as well. And so, yeah, they're big. Yeah, they're huge. They are the 900-pound gorilla out here. There's no doubt about it. And that makes logistics a little tough. You can't go into the Barrett Jackson sale and expect the fans to spend 15 or 20 or 30 minutes. You've just made a commitment for the entire morning or the entire afternoon because of the size and scope of the event. But what's wrong with that? I mean, they are tremendous showmen who put on a wonderful show. And, you're going to be entertained when you go there. There's going to be people selling all kinds of products from the stuff you might see somewhere else, the stuff you never, ever see. There'll be people with, garage-related products. There's a whole bunch of what they like to call lifestyle things, like massage chairs and, people selling Western furniture and all sorts of stuff like that. And I bet you can get that fringe jacket, Bob. Why don't we get a pair of them and we'll walk around and everybody will think we're a couple of dudes.
Hey, I like that. We could definitely get those. I've always wanted that. This may be the year.
I'm afraid I look like David Crosby in one of those, and not David Crosby from 1972 either. So.
Very good. So what trends do you see evolving here in Arizona? What's your prognostication hat on here, Dave?
I can't spell that. And I can barely pronounce it.
I can't say it too well today either.
how about if I make some predictions instead? Hey, Bob, I'm going out on a huge limb here, but I think muscle cars are back.
Really?
We have done the research for the book 11 of Haggerty's Cars That Matter. And very surprising to me. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to see $1.5 million Hemi Cuda convertibles, but I think a lot of people realize that. You know, let's take a Mopar car because they're kind of the poster boy for muscle cars. Seems to always come back to Mopar. You can't say muscle and not say Mopar in that same sentence. Just about a lot of people are saying, you know, that Super B at $35,000 just seems a little cheap. And so what's happening is they've been creeping up in price. Now, I'm not saying, don't quote me on this, next month and find out that, the prices didn't go up but a few percentage. It's not that these cars are back with a vengeance, but they're creeping out of the cellar. And I think that's great for the marketplace. I think that what's going to happen is the market has become much more particular about what they want. They don't want cars with what the dealers call stories at all. They don't want to hear about a car that has just this, or this is missing, or I don't have the complete paperwork back to the factory. But when those cars have it, I think those cars are ready for a resurgence. And I think I'm the first person out there to say that. And like I said, I'm going out on a limb with that. But that's what our early research shows, that some of this stuff is bumping back up. Now, a lot of the muscles, Ford and General Motors, and some of that stuff, some of the fun stuff has pretty much hit bottom. And I think when people look at it and they say, maybe I'd like to have one of those in my collection because it just seems too darn cheap compared to other cars that I'm interested in or other cars I'm buying. It's a big sea change and a good one for the marketplace.
There it is. Muscle cars are on the move. If you have any questions or comments, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take like months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course. Probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll make it an easy trivia question here. What was the year, speaking of Cadillacs, that Cadillac had their highest tail fin? The peak of the tail fin occurred in what year? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Whoever comes up with the answer to that question, we're going to put you in the running for a cool prize from Warren Tracy in the Busted Knuckle Garage. The year that the tail fin hit its high watermark, the highest the tail fins went, what was the year that the tail fin reached its peak for Cadillac? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Dave Kinney joins us, publisher of Haggerty's Cars That Matter. He's on the line in Scottsdale, Arizona, where the weather forecast is a little iffy. Maybe a little bit of rain in the forecast here as we get ready for the big auction week. And Dave, as you pointed out a little bit earlier in the broadcast here, lots of folks really consider this kind of the barometer for the year. And as the publisher of Haggerty's Cars That Matter, I mean, how much does the Arizona sales, how much do they play into the overall kind of feel for the year and the rankings of particular vehicles and their upward or downward mobility?
Well, two words, Bob. I would say a lot because, pardon me, what's happening is that you know, we press the reset button every single end of every year. I think that you know, car guys are just like everybody else. We flip the page on the calendar, we start a new year, and then you know, we want to have better results. And I think that that's real human nature type of stuff. That what we want to see is that that what we're doing, you know, makes a difference in everything we do, and including the car market. So I think that each event that we get to, when we all get together, and those two biggest events are in Monterey, California, and they're in Scottsdale, Arizona. And, of course, you know, I call them our Super Bowls. I mean, to explain them to people, it's a little bit tough. And maybe I'm not supposed to say that. Maybe I should say our very special NFL game or something like that. I think you're not supposed to use the word Super Bowl anymore. But anyhow, they're kind of our Super Bowls. Oh, I said it again. And so, you know, from that standpoint, everybody gets together. Everybody meets. Everybody greets. We go out. We go to restaurants. You know, we have a good time. And we also talk amongst ourselves and say, you know, I'm thinking that it's been too long since, you know, I have looked into something like this. Or I think that, excuse me one second. Pardon me, got a little, you know, change in climate here. There's no snow out here, so I'm not used to it. So. Anyhow, so I think we press the reset button when we come out here, and even more so than in Monterey. So, you know, we've seen a lot of trends come out of here. As a matter of fact, the very first car I can remember that was a non-restored car that just made everybody go gaga was an Allard that was out here maybe 15 years ago. And people were looking at it, and those of us who've been around cars for a long, long time said, wow, this car needs a restoration. And there was a group of people who said, no, just leave it like it is. It's wonderful like it is. And that's the first time I ever heard of these cars that we now call survivor cars. And that was 10 or 15 years ago, and that was pretty much the first time that that those things fell onto my radar screen. We've also seen muscle cars as a huge investment, and muscle cars really going up in price. And where did that happen? That happened out here, specifically at Barrett-Jackson, specifically at Russo and Steele. But Barrett made all the difference with their TV coverage and also the fact that they're just the big player in town. So, we expect a little bit of things to change, but sometimes they move more less glacially and more rapidly. And so I think maybe we're going to see some rapid changes in some cars out here as well. Like I just had said, gone out on a limb on this one with the muscle cars, and I really think that we're going to see some upward movement in those because they've been down for just too long. You know, it's just one of those things.
Absolutely. And what about some other trends that we've been seeing in recent years? The collectability of concept cars. I noticed that there are a number of those that are going to be available, or at least hoping to be available at the RM sale. That seems to be kind of like a little bit of a subculture. There are folks collecting just the concept vehicles from the manufacturers.
Absolutely. A lot of these were saved from the grave. A lot of these cars were, and it's a great, and, you know, I think it's one of those great only in America stories, to tell you the truth. Well, let's make it only in North America because RM's actually located in Canada. But these cars were sent to the crusher by GM, by Ford, by various other people. And some of these guys who ran these junkyards basically took them and piled cars on top of them and hid them. And, you know, if you go back through history, that's exactly what happened in all kinds of ways, whether you're talking about, you know, artwork or precious stones or vases or whatever. I say vases, but since we're on the radio, I'm going to say vases. So everybody thinks I'm classic. But anyhow, whatever it is that people collect, and a lot of the times, you know, people didn't value them all that much. Last year's show car was not very valuable to that company because those were the idea cars. It went out on the circuit, and sure, it went to, went to Detroit and New York and San Francisco and L.A., but the next year, then it goes to the smaller towns, and then the year after that, nobody wants it anymore because it's like yesterday's newspaper as far as that goes. Well, then when the car is 5 or 6 years old, the company doesn't want to pay to store it anymore, so they send it to the crusher. They don't want anybody driving that car, and I understand that, for liability purposes now especially. There's government regulations that make a difference on these cars in terms of EPA and DOT. If they're not safety compliant, they don't want them out there. But in the past, these cars from the 50s that got preserved, they're rare, rare, rare. They're one of one, and they also had all kinds of magazine coverage. So if you were a 9-year-old in 1957 or 1953, it'd be an even better year for these Motorama cars and things like that. And you saw these things and you said, gee, that was an aspirational car when I was a kid. Maybe, 30, 40 years later when you get a chance to buy it or, actually see it in the flesh, it's very exciting stuff. And I think that's wonderful because we're preserving our automotive past and our history. Some of these cars introduce things like these raindrop sensors on seats so that, and this was in the 50s, Bob. Mm-hmm. They didn't have computers back then. Of course, you can get that on some contemporary cars now. These things were these huge electromechanical devices that sensed rainwater, on your seat, and then would put the top up in your absence. And of course, you know what happened. Everybody would go out and put the hose on their neighbor's car just to watch the top go up, or whatever. So it's a better idea, maybe. And the engineers have more fun. Well, they don't have more fun with it. I think the guy with the hose would have the most fun, but. They had a lot of fun with these things. And this is where everything came from. I mean, this is where, you'd first see the, electric windshield wipers as opposed to vacuum operated wipers. You'd see the dream cars in the 50s had the first four headlights. That was a huge deal. On and on with these things that were introduced in show cars, and then maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years later, or maybe just 1 year later, showed up as a production car. Wraparound windshield, another great example. Took a while to get out there because making that glass was a difficult thing to do at first, and now we don't think anything of it. I mean, every car has a different windshield, and, you know, if we break the window on our Ford pickup truck, we know it's not going to fit a Chevy pickup truck anymore like it would with safety glass. But, you know, that's created another industry, and there's people out there supplying classic glass for people now, so more power to it.
Absolutely. Haggerty's Cars That Matter, is the new edition out yet, Dave?
It is. We published in December for our January issue, and due to some snow-related details, we were a little late shipping it out, but we got everybody out before the first of the year. It's our book number 11. Once again, I hate to say it's bigger and better, but it is. We're covering a few more cars, and we're trying to grow in size so that we have coverage on every car built from 1946 to present. But as you know, like any project, it takes time to build. We've got a great selection of collector vehicles in there, and we're growing it. So what we've done is we started with some of the basic models and added in some of the ones that people tend to collect more. We have more two doors, more convertibles in there than we have four doors, for some examples. Just to pick on a few that I'd like to get a few more in. But we are well researched. We put this book together 3 times a year. We kind of go into our secret hiding mode when we do it, and don't answer the phones for a while, and at least I don't answer the phones for a while and try and get everything done and get our research in from our experts. And what happens is, don't want to let anybody think that this is just about auctions, because it's not. Now, auctions are the most visible part of our marketplace, but they're not all of it at all.
Well,
private city sales and dealers and everybody else.
Everybody in between. Dave, thank you so much for your time here today. I'll see you later in the week, and chase the rain away, okay?
I do, and I'm going to look for that fringe jacket for both of us. I think it's going to be weird seeing us that way.
I know. We'll have to shock a few people, definitely. That will do it for this hour.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.